This is Kaiser Health, bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418, and you can also go on the website, which is www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. If there's any time that you want to call in and ask a question, you can always call 210-599-5555. If you're long distance, it's 1-800-299-5555. KTSA, and you could also send us a message on KaiserHealthTalk.com. If you want to friend us, you could always go to Facebook and go to Facebook.com/KMMSouthTX. And you could also send messages there or just write on our wall, and we'll be more than happy to answer those questions. Later today, we're going to be talking to Melissa Wood. She's not only a cancer survivor, she's a naturopathic and a wellness coach, and she's been doing that for 13 years. I've known her probably just as long as she's been doing this. And she used to go to a lot of health and wellness fairs and with Kaiser Medical Management, which is what I'm going to be talking about a little bit before we talk with Melissa, because Kaiser Medical Management provides corporate wellness programs, and we do everything from flu shots to health fairs, corporate wellness lectures, corporate massage days, vitamin shot clinics, which incorporates B12, B-complex, and vitamin C shots. That's probably one of our most popular things that we get requested by from companies, because their employees are demanding it pretty much. And so it's really easy. It doesn't cost the company anything, and the employees get 50% off of the clinic costs. So if you have any interest in the vitamin shot clinics, I would definitely get a hold of us on the website at KaiserMedicalManagement.com. But we also do health assessments, fitness assessments, group fitness training. And if you are a college and you're needing to get your students vaccinated for meningitis, we also provide that for the colleges, and it doesn't cost the university anything. It's just basically, charging the students for the cost. And we have the best prices on meningitis, and not only on meningitis, but also on flu shots. So if you still are a company that hasn't scheduled your flu shots, or you're still trying to figure that out, I would definitely give us a call, because we do have the best prices that you could find, and you can't find them anywhere else. But a little bit about myself. As far as myself, I own Kaiser Medical Management and have for probably 17 years. I can't believe I've been doing it this long. And I love what I do. So I can't imagine doing anything else. But I also write for InFit and InFamily magazine. So if you're at an HEB, grab one. You'll find some of my writings in there. And I usually try to write about somebody I actually meet, somebody that has gone through a process and has overcame a lot of obstacles in health, and overcame them and became better because of something that they did, or somebody that they spoke to, or something that happened in their life. So I like writing those types of stories. I'm also on the board of American Diabetes, and I'm in charge of the Stop Diabetes, which is going to be happening on November 2nd. If you have absolutely nothing to do, that's a great time to come down to AT&T Center, because we're pretty much taking up the entire parking lot, and it's going to be filled with different activities, not only the walk, but just a slew of different activities going on there. So, and it's free to the public, and it's a family type event, very family friendly. Even the dogs could come. So I would definitely head out there on November 2nd. I'm going to take my little Zoe, and those of y'all that know me on Facebook, they know I'm just in love with my little 2-pounder, and she's a little spunky little dog, but she's going to go with me to Stop Diabetes, and I'm going to have her do the walk. I might dress her up a little bit, kind of funny, but if you are... I think it starts at 7 o'clock. Well, really, you could get there by 7. It'll start at 8. And if you want to, if you're part of the walk itself, the actual walk starts at 8. But if you haven't signed up for the walk and you want to be a part of a team, I highly encourage y'all to be a part of our team, which is Kaiser Medical Management's team. And you could easily join my team by going to the website at KaiserMedicalManagement.com. And on the first page, there's an icon for American Diabetes. Just click on it, and it'll kind of work you through to that spot where you could either join as a member of our team and be a part of the walk with Kaiser, or you could even make a donation. And of course, that's the whole purpose of this whole walk. So I definitely encourage you to donate a dollar or two. It doesn't, you know, one day of no Starbucks is not going to hurt you, right? And for those of y'all that are human resource or benefit managers, a great organization for y'all to belong to is SARMA, and you could always find them at www.sarma.org, and that's SAHRMA.org, and it's a great organization to keep up with anything that has to do with human resource and benefits and anything that has to do with employees and the laws, especially now that we are dealing a lot with Obamacare and a lot of the changes going on with the as far as employees' health insurance and so forth. And then on a personal note, I am in physique, so I do fitness competitions, and I highly enjoy it. Unfortunately, right now, they have me on a 4,000-calorie type diet, so I'm eating all the time. But that's going to probably change tomorrow, so that diet's going to be a little bit different. Now, for those of y'all that would like to receive our monthly newsletter, you could always go to KaiserMedicalManagement.com, click on the icon, and just join to receive a monthly newsletter, which is probably going to be going out tomorrow for this month. And it has a lot of the latest information, health tips, information, events that are going on in South Texas. So if you want to keep in tabs with things that are going on, or just want some health information or some great doctors to get a hold of, because we do have a segment in there that you click on to ask for doctor's advice. And if there's anything that you are wanting to get advice on, we could definitely get you in the right place, and you'll get contacted by a doctor to help you out with that issue. And we also have a KMM phone app. If you go on your phone and go to the Apple Store, just search for Kaiser Medical Management and download our Kaiser Medical Management app. It's free, and it's basically the same thing as a monthly newsletter. The only thing that is added to that is that our Vitamin Shoppe clinics throughout South Texas is on there. So if you're one of those people that like to get a B12 or a B-complex or a vitamin C shot, you could find out where we're at and receive 50% off of the cost instead of having to schedule a time with a doctor or go to a place that cost twice as much. So you could always find us there. But we are going to be talking to Melissa Woods, and she is here in our station, so I want to introduce her. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't realize, I've known you forever, and I had no idea that you were a cancer survivor. When did that happen?
I was 22, and first I had to go through my mother had been diagnosed with cancer, and she lived for a year with me and then subsequently died. And immediately after her death, I was diagnosed with cancer.
And she had the same type of cancer?
No, she had different kinds. She had liver cancer and lung cancer.
Wow. And so how, when she found out, was she like on the last stages?
No, she found out and then decided to go the, you know, traditional medical route with, you know, chemotherapy. And she lived with me for a year, and I took care of her, and I got to help her through her illness. And then, you know,
so you saw the kind of like the ugliness of it all.
I saw the ugliness of it. So when it came time for me to go through it, you know, there wasn't any way that I was going to go through chemotherapy or radiation. I refused both of those things.
Wow. And so when you found out, how did you find out? I mean, was it one of those routine checkups, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. I had gone into the gynecologist, had a pap smear, and then, you know, a week later got the phone call saying, you know, you've got stage 3.
I hate that phone call.
I know.
You know, when you get that phone call, because if there's nothing wrong with you, you don't hear from them. But when they call you, you're like, oh.
Yeah, this is not
want,
good.
Yeah, you don't want to get that call from your gyno. But they basically told you to come back in, right?
Yeah, she wanted me to come back in, and we talked about, you know, their options, and there were only, you know, three: surgery, radiation, chemo, and that was it. And I did agree to the surgery. They removed part of my cervix where the cancer was, but I refused the radiation and the chemotherapy, even though it was stage 3. And, you know, she
oh, wow.
typically did the you know, the threatening of, you know, this is the worst decision you're ever going to make, and, you know, those sorts of things. But I still decided to, it just didn't make any sense to me, especially after seeing what I went, what my mom went through. I decided not to do it.
Yeah.
And so then I started looking into nutrition and looking into herbs and looking into other things.
Alternative. And this is pretty much how you got into what you do today, am
yeah.
I correct?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's very, you know, it's really funny how life has a tendency to kind of direct you the right way. It's almost like if your mom saved your life in a lot of ways, because it could have been very different for you.
Very much.
So how you've been doing what you do as far as a naturopathic doctor for how long?
About 13 years.
And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
They can visit my website. It's www.stayhealthyandwell.com.
And then is there a phone number?
210-884-1481.
Well, awesome. And for those of you out that are driving around right now, if for some reason you want to get a hold of her, she could always you could always go to our website, which is KaiserHealthTalk.com. The podcast will be downloaded tomorrow with all the information, so you could always go to KaiserHealthTalk.com and find that information. So I want to get into the nuts and bolts about naturopathic, because it's a natural way of basically taking care of yourself. So when you finally went this route, how did it all happen?
It took me a long time. I spent many years kind of working in the corporate world and the oil and gas industry, and then I had the pleasure of meeting another doctor, another naturopath. And I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a naturopath, so I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up and find out. I was referred to him, so during my first meeting with him, it was like, you know, what do you do, and how come you're different than a regular medical doctor? And it turns out we're very different from a regular medical doctor. And so then I just decided I wanted to start studying that world and start studying nutrition and herbs and essential oils and all these kind of things that are really powerful for healing. And so I did. I went to school. And at that time, you know, 15, 16 years ago, there were only 3 schools in the entire United States that even had a naturopathic curriculum. Now there's a lot more. But at the time, I just did that. It took me about 3 or 4 years to get through the program. And then I transitioned out of the corporate job into the healing world.
Just out of curiosity, what were you doing before?
I worked in the oil and gas industry as a computer
night
programmer.
And day.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Well, we're going to be taking a break, but when we get back, we're going to actually, I want to know what is naturopath and what type of training is entailed in being into naturopath.
Okay.
This is Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can reach them at 1-800-764-0418 or at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Today we're talking to Melissa Wood, and she is a naturopath and wellness coach, and she's been doing that for over 13 years. And the last question I had for you that we're going to be getting into has to do with what is naturopath. But before we get into that, I see that a caller came in, so I'm going to get to that before, and then we'll get to the question that I had for you. Let me see who's online. Hi, Jessica. This is Lenore. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Do you have a question for Melissa?
No, I don't have a question. I actually know Melissa. I've known Melissa for about a year and a half, and just wanted to call in and just kind of give a testimony to how great and powerful that the, you know, her holistic, you know, the holistic medicine can be, and just wanted to thank her. You know, it's not just to heal something, it's also a lifestyle change, and you know, it not only helps to overcome things, but it also gives you a sense of control and kind of gives you responsibility for health. And I just wanted to thank Melissa and kind of give a shout out to her.
Why originally did you go to Melissa, or how did that come about?
I was just feeling, you know, I don't have anything, and wasn't having anything as extreme as Melissa's case or anything. I just a lot of symptoms, and I was on, you know, medicines, and I was only, you know, I'm only 20. And when I met her, I was like 24, 23. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that I was given for certain symptoms just weren't working. It just didn't feel right. I just was looking for alternatives, and I didn't know too much. And I found Melissa actually off of her website and decided, you know, let me give this a try and see if this makes a difference. And I kind of wanted help getting off medicines. Didn't want to just, you know, I guess cut cold turkey off of them or whatever. But
if you don't mind me asking, what medicines were you on for what symptoms?
Actually, I have some skin conditions, and I think this is when I started kind of feeling like, okay, this is kind of odd. And I also had you know, hormone imbalances, so you know, been on birth control for over 10 years at that time. And also, when I went to my dermatologist over the skin issue, she actually put me on a high blood pressure medicine.
Wow.
Which was, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And that was kind of and then just reading up on that, and you know, that in the back of my head is what I knew of that kind of medicine. I'm like, you know, this is something that older people usually take, you know, once you get older. And I just didn't, you just kind of got, intrigued, like how is this affecting me now? Cause I'm only 20, you know, I was only 23, 24 at the time. And this seemed like this is the only, you know, thing, this is what's going to work for you. And I'm like, how long do I have to stay on this? And she pretty much was like, as long as you want the symptoms not to be there.
Oh, so basically it's just ongoing. So how long were you on it before you met Melissa?
Probably I would say not too long. I was on it for about 4 or 5 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And it just, you know, and then reading up on, like, you know, the side effects of it. And I just was really worried about long-term effects on my health.
So what would you say is the biggest difference between going the natural way compared to what you originally started off with?
I feel like when I went more of a natural way, it wasn't like we're masking an issue. It wasn't like a Band-Aid over something just to clear up, you know. It was actually like she wanted to help, like, an overall health view and kind of get to the root cause of why I was having those issues. And it was funny because when she started helping me with one issue, and that, you know, I started doing, you know, taking supplements and just a lifestyle change, it's like these other little things I've noticed started correcting itself, you know, just like little things, like I would get headaches or dizzy spells after eating, or, you know, just little things like that. I'm like, wow, this is, so it's kind of more of like an overall.
So you didn't bring up those issues, but they were there. And
yeah, you know, I guess because a lot of times it's normal. I mean, people have headaches all the time, or, you know, you get these little dizzy spells, just like little things like that, you know, you just think, oh, this is normal.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're talking about. Every day I tell people I don't get out of bed. I kind of roll out of bed. So I have back issues. So it's just one of those things. And it's, to me, it's an everyday normal thing, but it's not normal.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really think about it until it's gone. You're like, oh, wow, this is so much better.
Well, awesome. And so where are you today as far as all the, as far as, you know, are you still going that regiment, or have you already cleared it all up, or?
Yeah, no, it's still ongoing. Everything's, a lot of the symptoms I have cleared. As long as I notice whenever I, you know, there's little times where I get out of my, you know, health routine and stuff, and I can notice there's changes, and like, oh, well, I don't want to go back there. And then also, you know, being on birth control, I'm on birth control for 10 years, and she helped me get off that. And I think due to her help, I was able, it wasn't hard, me and my significant other got pregnant really fast when we were trying, and I've had a really healthy pregnancy so far, and I think that has a lot to do with that lifestyle change, you know, once meeting her.
Oh, yeah, and you have to watch what you're taking in when you're pregnant, so I can imagine you having some concerns with taking, you know, medication per se, mm-hmm. Consider it a natural way of taking something to take care of your problems.
Exactly.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you called in. That's a nice story.
All right. Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. You have a great one.
You too. Bye.
Well, that's nice. That's nice that she called in. As far as my question for you, what is naturopath, and what type of training did you have to go through?
Well, a naturopath is somebody that has been educated a lot in nutrition. And in a lot of natural things. So if you think about the word naturopath, it means natural. And so we are proponents of natural sun, clean, fresh water, clean air to breathe. Anything that comes from a plant pretty much is, you know, considered good and healthy because that's natural. It comes from the earth. It comes from the ground. We're not proponents of pharmaceuticals, medications. Obviously, there's times for those. I mean, if you're in an emergency, if you're in a car accident, we need to have those wonderful modern medicines that we have. But for everyday chronic illnesses, for everyday chronic problems, there's a natural thing that can be done to help. So the training that we go through is very different from a medical doctor. We don't pretend to be medical doctors. I didn't get any kind of pharmaceutical training in med school, didn't get to do any of those types of things. It's all very different. And certain states have different laws. Texas does not license naturopaths. Mm-hmm. There's only 17 states in the United States that do. So
when you say license, meaning that they could prescribe?
In some cases, they can even do surgeries because different states have much different educational requirements
and
than
those,
what we have
here. Are those states able to bill insurance?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yes, they are. So, again, each state has their own rules. And it depends on, you know, like California and Oregon and Washington. Those states out there tend to be much more progressive about these types of therapies. So the training that the person has to go through is much more extensive. And they have to take board exams. And they've got to learn about surgeries and things like that. It's very different.
And so for a naturopath, is there a certain school that they go to?
Most of them. There's several now. Like I said, in the last 10, 15 years, this industry's exploded. So there's a lot more opportunities for schooling and education. And there, there's many not in Texas, but in lots of other states. Arizona is very popular. They've got several schools there. Washington, Oregon, there's states. California, I think, even has some naturopath schools.
So when you went, were you in Texas or were you?
No, I did a different type of training from a school that was in another state completely.
Oh, awesome.
So
I know that what we do is we find a lot of common, there's like people that challenge with different types of symptoms. What do you find like the most common health challenges that people face today that come to you?
You know, right now, typically there's a lot of hormonal imbalances going on. Most people are exhausted, and a lot of that is adrenal exhaustion. They're, you know, especially women, very tired, lots going on in their life. Pain is a big problem. You know, a lot of people are in pain. And, you know, basically just there's just this thing where people are just not optimally feeling good all the time. They kind of slug through life. They're just not feeling at their optimal best. So
when somebody comes to you with that, what is like the first, thing that you do with them to get them back to a place where, you know, at least they feel semi-normal?
Well, the first thing's always going to be to cover the diet. And, you know, unfortunately, typically, the modern medicine, they don't cover diet a lot of the times. You know, it's pretty common. You know, if you have high blood pressure, let's just say you're going to go to your physician. The physician's going to give you a medication for high blood pressure, but they're not really addressing what is causing that issue. And so, you know, holistic health practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncturists, naturopaths, we all tend to look at the underlying cause. And so diet and lifestyle, lack of exercise, those are all going to stress. Those are all going to be contributing factors to why somebody would have high blood pressure. The medication's not ever going to fix that underlying thing. It's only going to band-aid it. It's going to bring their blood pressure down, but only as long as they take the drug. It's not fixing the issue. But when you work on a more natural way, as, you know, giving somebody different choices to eat, educating them about foods, giving them, you know, some herbal supplements that can help balance their body, using essential oils, getting them to walk, you know, all these different things will help that body to act better and the blood pressure will naturally come down. So it's a different approach.
True, very true. We're going to be going to a break, but when we come back, I want to find out what you find as the most, you know, as far as why do you think society is so unhealthy today? And we do have a caller, but caller, I will get to you when we get back from commercial. This is Lenore Kaiser, and you're listening to Kaiser Health Talk.
Bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk. Today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You can find them at 1-800-764-0418, and you could also find them on the website, which is kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Today we're talking to Melissa Wood, and if you have a question for her, you could always call 210-599-5555. If you're calling long distance, it's 1-800-299-KTSA. You could also, if you're kind of shy on the phone, you could always send us a message by kaiserhealthtalk.com. And we'll ask her the question here in the radio station. And if you want to friend us, you could go to facebook.com/KMM South TX. And before I get to my questions, I have a caller on the line. And so we're going to get to her first before we move on to our little show here. Hi, Phyllis. This is Lenore. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I heard you ask Melissa what were some of the common things she treats. And for me, she helped me with depression and other health issues. I had, was dealing with grief and kind of smiling through it. And when I go to a typical medical doctor, within 10 minutes, they wanted to give me different antidepressants.
Yeah, and, that's what they're known to do.
Yes.
And, pop a pill.
And, exactly. And that would create a cycle. I'd, you know, try it, and then I'd be, you know, wouldn't be able to sleep. So, you know,
you originally go that route?
Yes.
And so what did you find that it did for you compared to the natural way?
Well, For myself personally, being on an antidepressant made me sleepless, so then I would need to take something in order to sleep or just be up all night and therefore thinking about what I was depressed about.
that does make sense.
I lost sexual interest and function, which was also depressing, so it was just this cycle. And so when I met up with Melissa and she was going to spend more than 10 minutes with me before she came up with a solution. It was, you know, filling out paperwork and questionnaires and having me really think about my diet and my lifestyle, and then also spending an hour on the phone with me to find out more information before saying, here, try this. And, you know, it was really really changed my life.
And so what are the differences now that you feel like she's helped you with?
Well, a huge thing that I just love is I don't get sick. I don't get cold. It's and it could be that I'm more in touch with how my body is feeling, so that if I feel a little something, then I know, okay, let me grab this essential oil, or how much water have I been drinking lately? You know, I'm just more in touch with how my body feels and able to adjust accordingly. So that's a huge help. And I think that's it, really being in touch with my emotions. If I'm feeling overstressed, then I need to, you know, I feel it and make an adjustment, as opposed to just plowing through it or smiling through it like it doesn't matter.
And how long have you been working with her, or how long did the process take?
Sure. Well, the depression issues, that was probably within 6 months. I stopped, I think at the time, Melissa, you'll have to correct me, but I think it was the waters that you prescribed that really helped, and so that was within about 6 months. I didn't have the depression issues, and she's helped me with hormonal issues and I don't have pain in my body anymore. I used to feel very, like you described, you get out of bed and it's like, ooch, ouch, ooch.
Pretty much.
When I met Liz, I think I was in my early 30s, maybe 34 or something like that. So I knew I really needed to address my body issues before I just assumed that was the way my life was going to be.
Well, that's interesting. You know, actually, it's really interesting that you mentioned about depression, because 17 years ago when I started Kaiser Medical Management, the lecture request that we would get in from corporations was always diabetes, cancer, and then nutrition. And today, 17 years later, actually nutrition and depression are pretty much tied tie on the lecture requests that we get from corporations. It's the complete opposite. Cancer, diabetes, and all those fall, you know, down the line. We actually have more corporations seeing some employee issues due to depression, and of course nutrition has a lot to do with it. So it's interesting that you mentioned that.
But yeah, I don't think it's something we like to talk about, but it's definitely there.
Oh yeah, it's definitely there. But I appreciate you calling in and filling us in with that. That's very interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's really interesting that she mentioned that, because I see the paperwork that comes in, and I'm just amazed at how things have kind of completely altered to a different perspective. 17 years later, we're so stressed out because of all the, you know, just dealing with finance and family and God knows what, and having to get to work and deal with traffic and gas for wages going up. It just, you know, I can imagine what a typical day is for everybody out there. Cause, you know, I try to keep my life really easy going. But back to my question that I had for you, as far as why do you think our society is unhealthy? Give me the top three.
Well, certainly our diets, the things that people, everyday people, you know, are eating are very problematic. You know, most people, if they can, you know, swing through a Starbucks on the way to work and, you know, get the latte and a biscotti and then drive through some McDonald's or something at lunch or something. And, you know, I realize we all have a very fast-paced lifestyle right now. Everybody's super busy, but we're not putting foods that are nutritionally valuable into our body. We're not giving our car the right gas. You know, just like when you've got a really nice car, you want to put in the good gasoline to make sure the car functions
well.
Sometimes
people treat their car better than themselves.
They do treat their car better. I mean, and I've seen it. So, but they don't think anything at all about, you know, going days and days and days with never having a vegetable or never drinking water. You know, most people are drinking sodas and Red Bulls, and neither of those things have anything nutritionally valuable for the human body. It just doesn't work. And diet sodas are the worst. So, you
know, sugar water.
It's chemical water. You know, it is what it is. So they've removed the sugar that was in there and they've replaced it with a chemical to give it that sweet taste. But it affects the brain very negatively. It's been proven now that it's affecting obesity and everything else. So the diet's not really diet. It's causing all kinds of other issues. So diet's key. The chemicals that we have in our life are pretty out of hand right now. We're all having way too much exposure from not only our personal care products, shampoos, lotions, makeup, and things like that, but also household cleaning products, synthetic candles, all those things, water, you know, we've got fluoride in our water and all those kind of things.
I just die every time I think about that.
It's really toxic. And the human body was not designed to take on that kind of chemical exposure on an everyday basis, and certainly not over months and years of a life. So when you get to your 40s and your 50s and you've had so many years of exposure, it's no wonder that the human body starts having issues and you start having symptoms and you start having all these problems. Poor diet and chemicals will do it, and stress is the other thing. People are stressed out.
Yeah, very much so. And so I know today we're probably overprescribed, probably crazier than any time before. What are other options that you would recommend as far as to? I know that you never want to say don't take that medication, because that is something the doctor did, but what other options would you give to a person that is coming to you?
Well, the first thing would be I want to try to always encourage people to be empowered. So the first thing you got to do is start learning more about your body, start paying attention more to what's going on with it. If you eat a bad meal and then you get a headache, or then you get bloating, or then you get nauseous, you need to make the connection that there was something in that food that's probably negatively affecting you. So paying attention to your body is one of the first keys. Learning how to read your own blood work, although sounds odd, there's a lab here in San Antonio. Anybody can walk in off the street and get labs. They will educate you about what your lab results are. Certainly it's great to go to a doctor, and we want to always do that to get that feedback, but learn about it yourself. Because then you can start to learn that, okay, you know, if it's related to my food, I can make changes. Maybe there are some herbs or essential oils or homeopathics. There's a lot of different things that could help also. There's other practitioners like chiropractors and acupuncturists and nutritionists that all could help that person. So going strictly medical all the time, especially for chronic illnesses, isn't necessarily the only option. But most people don't know that. They need to be told that there's other types of things available.
Well, sometimes they kind of do, but they're so brainwashed into thinking that that's the way of life. It's kind of like, yeah, that's what mama did, that's what grandma did, that's what,
yep.
So that's what I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a perfect example is Jay and I were both folding our towels, and I noticed he folded his towels different than I did, and he said, well, this is the way my mama taught me, and I said, well, this is the way my mama taught me. So it's like, well, I'm not going to change my way. So we had two different styles going on. So it's basically the same concept. But as far as I want to know what misunderstandings people have about health today. What, when people come to you and you're like, God, I can't believe she actually thinks that way.
Yeah.
What are those common misunderstandings?
Some really common ones are the fact that everybody needs to be on a low fat diet. The problem isn't fat. The problem is the type of fat. And so, people really need to be eating healthy fats like avocados and walnuts and, you know, salmon, ocean caught salmon, not farm raised salmon. So low fat diets are certainly
just for everybody could understand. Mm-hmm. I want you to kind of explain what the difference is between farm raised
and ocean caught.
Okay. Yes.
So, many people don't know now, but there are farms for fish, just like we have, conventional farms for cows and pigs and chickens and things like that. We also now have many farms that are being used to raise nothing but tilapia and salmon. And unfortunately, what happens is when they pack thousands and thousands of fish into a really small pool, they have to give them antibiotics. They feed them corn, and corn is not a fish's natural diet, as it is not for a cow either. And so these fish get exposed to antibiotics and other chemicals, and then in turn we consume them. And so we get those as well. Whereas if you go and eat a fish from the ocean, at least they're in their natural environment. They're not being exposed. I mean, our oceans certainly have some chemicals, but it's not concentrated like it is in a farm. And so we're getting the fish from the ocean, who's eating his natural food in his natural environment. Two very different things, and the body reacts differently to that.
Yeah, so, and I'm glad that you explain it, because there's a lot of people that go to HEB or any grocery store and they are just picking something off the rack and not really reading what they're picking.
Right.
And so I would definitely recommend for everybody to, when you're going shopping, I mean, if you're going to spend the money, you know, spend it wisely. I mean, pick foods a little bit, be a little bit slower, turn things over, and read what you're eating, see where it's coming from, because that's very true. One of my clients, a corporate client, they do research, and one of the research that they did had to do with milk, where it came from, and it had to do with the research of why children, if you noticed lately, or in the past 10 years or so, children in general, regardless if they're coming from somebody of my stature, which is 5 foot, or somebody from a lot taller, children in general are bigger. They're just bigger. Just, they're taller, they're bigger in stature, they bigger feet, bigger hands. Well, they were doing research from back in the 60s when they were injecting cows with steroids to produce more milk. And they feel like a lot of that milk that would go home to the mothers and they would feed it to their babies has a lot to do with what we're seeing today with the stature of children in general being, you know, larger than normal. So that's very true. You are what you eat.
I agree. And when you, and when you're drinking milk that is filled with steroids and growth hormones, those kind of things are going to happen. So it is important to try to get things that are organic, that don't have, you know, added hormones and added antibiotics and everything else.
I need to take another break. He's looking at me. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the impact of nutrition, which is what we're talking about right now. This is Kaiser Health Talk, and you're listening to Lenore Kaiser.
bringing the health industry to families, corporations, and you. This is Kaiser Health. Talk with Lenore Kaiser at 599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA.
Hi, this is Lenore Kaiser with Kaiser Health Talk, and today's show is brought to you by Kaiser Medical Management. You could find them at 1-800-764-0418, and you could also find them at www.kaisermedicalmanagement.com. Today we're talking to Melissa Wood, and she's a naturopath and a wellness coach, a naturopath and wellness coach. She's been doing that for 13 years, probably over that, because I've known you about that long. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get a hold of her, you could reach her at 210-884-1481. You could also go to our website, which is www.stayhealthyandwell.com. And the podcast will be downloaded tomorrow, so all that information will be on there as well. So if you're driving around and can't write this down or can't remember, just go to kaiserhealthtalk.com tomorrow, and it will be on our website, the podcast as well. And I did have a question for you. I'm going to kind of skip through some of the things I did want to ask you, but I know one of the things that you do are essential oils, and personally, I've never really gotten into it. I don't know the whole ins and outs when it comes to health and wellness and their contribute, what they contribute to that. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of want you to explain that to me. Personally, if you want to listen in, great.
Well, essential oils are concentrated volatile liquids from plants. So they get distilled from bark, from petals in the flowers, from needles on a pine tree. It just depends on the type of plant. And they're significantly more concentrated than like the dried herb. So if you think about, you know, peppermint tea having leaves of a peppermint, that's going to have some medicinal value. And certainly millions of people take peppermint tea for upset stomach and giving them energy and things like that. But the actual concentrated liquid that comes from that peppermint plant is way more concentrated. So I find that when I'm helping people be healthy, when we start implementing essential oils into their life, they can use much less than what they would with like typical herbal products, and they can use it from their home. So they don't need to call me every time they have, you know, if they think they're getting the flu or if they think they're having this kind of problem, they've got the tools, little bottles of essential oils at home that they can use.
So these, I guess what I really want to know is it something that when you recommend these oils, is it something that they breathe in? Do they put it on? Do they take it, ingest it? What is it that they do?
All of that. You certainly can breathe it in because it's going to go into the pineal gland in the brain, and it's going to help the limbic system, and it's going to help the body overall. But also you can apply it topically. So many massage therapists use aromatherapy in their practice. Certain oils can be ingested by certain companies. None of the ones in the health food store can be ingested. They pretty much all have labels on them that say not for internal use.
Do not drink.
But I use Young Living essential oils, and those oils, they are very pure, and they can be. But there's books to guide a person so that they know some oils can be taken internally and some can't. So you don't want to just start taking stuff haphazardly without researching, without talking with someone.
And with about 30 seconds left, what would you say is your ideal, client?
I'm looking for the people that really are quite sick of being sick. They don't want to be on medications anymore. They're really ready to make some lifestyle changes. They just don't know what to do. They haven't gotten any guidance from their medical doctor, but they want to try something else, and they want something more natural. And if they're committed to working on their health and their lifestyle, I can guide them.
Yeah, that's a big word, commitment. If you want to get a hold of her, again, you can reach her at 210-884-1481, and you could also go to our website at stayhealthyandwell.com. You're listening to Kaiser Health Talk, and this is Lenore Kaiser.